Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Many times business people talk about growing their business, doing more volume. I think it's every business person's dream to say to themselves, I want a bigger business. But before you grow your business, you have to know your business. Because if you're growing your business and you don't truly understand your business, you don't understand who the marketplace is, how to absolutely deliver to the marketplace, how do we prospect, how do we motivate our employees, how do we handle our sales force. If we don't understand the total package of our business and we add more business to our business, all we do is create confusion. So if you're at all thinking about growing your business, hiring that next salesperson, and I am an advocate of hiring salespeople and prospectors and doing more business, you've got to stop and you've got to think, where's the weakness in my business? Where can I make my business stronger? If I put more people on, if I add more business, if I add more responsibility, will I make more profit? Or because my business is in disarray and confusion, will I just be in a situation where I am creating more pain for myself? Stop and think about it. Now, we all want to grow our business. We all want to make more money. But, you know, sometimes if we're really digging into our business and we're digging deep and we're looking at how to become more productive, we can make money with the same amount of business that we have just by making our businesses work better. So if you were doing $1 million a year in business and you can improve your productivity 5%, or you can improve your cost reductions just 5%, you take home another $50,000 a year without doing a thing. But if you grow your business to $1.25 million and it costs you 10% more to do your business because you needed another truck, a bigger office, more employees, you were in that spot where you were in between, you'd actually be losing money. So I want you to really think about your business. I want you to sit down and I want you to look at, it's already May, you might want to be looking at your profit and loss statement. You want to be seeing where you're productive, where you're not productive, and let's make sure that we're working on any weakness that we have in the business. And once we are sure that weakness is covered, then we get a little aggressive. How are we going to grow the business? You know, the business is out there. I talk to business people from New York to California every single day, and what I'm hearing is I've got a lot of business. You know, I've got more than I can handle. I know that's not what you're hearing in the news media, but I'm surprised at what I'm hearing when I talk to business people. So are you going to take advantage of it by running a strong business that's well-run, that absolutely is efficient, that has the right people in the right place to get the job done, and then you grow your business. And you sit back and you enjoy all of the profits that come in. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.